Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Brother Miqdad, in our previous episode, you guided us through several points where parents can use these points to keep a check on how the children are using the devices or how they should be using the devices. So number one was to delay it as much as possible, and if possible, try to use old phones for your children rather than giving them the smartphones. Number two was you yourself and your children should be knowing the skill of using the phone with purpose. Number three was not giving the children the authority. They should not feel the authority over a phone or a gadget. And we have more to talk on the topic. So, Brother Miqdad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, so we mentioned these points as an introduction. The main question that was raised was about monitoring. So first and foremost, yes, I do think it's important to monitor a child's phone and a child's interaction with the phone. So firstly, parental control. So you have certain apps that you can install on your child's phone, especially if they have a smartphone. Also install them on your laptop, on your device, on your other devices and your computer. And these parental control, they're mainly to avoid adverts, to avoid content that's adult content. These things should be standard in all our access. If you have a family, if you have kids, then all gadgets should have parental control on them. Okay. In a way to ensure that access to adult content is completely blocked, basically.
Right.
And if you have to pay for it, it's really worth it, right? Because especially if you have children that are a bit older and they have close to teenagehood, for example, and they are going to be using the gadgets, the phone and the laptop and the tablet, then have something that ensures that adverts, as well as adverts that pop up,
right,
or even purposely, if somebody were to go into something that's content is an adult content, then this will block it. This is very important. This is fundamental. So all phones should have that to ensure that accidents don't happen. What I mean by accidents is that sometimes, this world of the media and internet is such a dirty and such a filthy world out there that sometimes it takes one click to take you to
a world where you never imagined to.
Exactly,
be.
To an adult world that's very something that you want to avoid completely.
Right.
And it often starts with a very innocent click, right? Oh, that looked very interesting. It can be a small pop-up that just came up whilst I was watching a cartoon, or I was searching for something, and then the second option or the third option was something that looked very interesting, and that
right.
leads me to something, and it's a black hole. It goes deep and deep and deep, and it can be very, very dangerous, and you want to at all costs avoid that. So to avoid that, one of the ways is to have some level of parental control. Some of these apps are strong, that ensures that at the moment you click on something that has adult content on it, and you can customize it as well. And if you are clever enough and very familiar with these things, then you can customize it in a way to ensure that these things are not only do they pop up as adverts and stuff, but also if somebody were to click on it, even innocently, it would not allow them to go forward.
Right. So the fourth point is parental control apps. And you said it's so important, even if you have to pay for it, it's worth of it. Well, we'll discuss more with you, brother, after a short break. Tell us there, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing on IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Miqdad, and Brother Miqdad is telling us some of the tips on how to control parent. And Brother Miqdad is telling us some of the very key points, how to have a control over the child's device, if a child is using a device. So Brother Miqdad, you said some of the you told us 3 points in the previous episode, and in this episode you said you started with the fourth point, saying that you should be educated about the parental control apps and using them, and even if we have to pay for them, it's worth it.
When it comes to monitoring, yes, there should be a level of monitoring. However, first and foremost, this should not be at a cost of breaking a trust, right? Children, for example, trust their parents in the sense that they have certain things that they might not want to share with their parents. For example, they have conversation with their own friends, or they've written some personal notes, for example, for their own reminders or their own personal notes that they like to share, for example. It's important that parents allow that level of
privacy
for children to have, especially when the children are close to teenagehood and after that. Privacy is important, and we need to respect privacy. So if you are monitoring, it shouldn't be going against this principle of allowing privacy. However, we should teach our children what does it mean to have privacy and mm-hmm. to what extent are we allowed to have privacy. Children, it's a natural human need, I would say, or even natural human reaction to feel that certain things I'd like to keep for myself, or
right.
I might feel shy to share it for my parents. For example, the level of conversation that I have with my friends, or my own notes that I write, I don't want my parents to see. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that they've been doing things that are wrong, right? It can be a very innocent conversation or even a very funny conversation, but
right.
they just don't feel that they want to share with their parents, which is completely normal.
Okay.
And so it's up to parents to really, really respect that. And so if you are monitoring their phone, let's say you have an app, for example, that controls or that takes screenshots or that kind of sends to your own phone what they've been doing with their phone, this should be something that doesn't go against this sense of privacy. They shouldn't break their trust. If they were to find out and they would be brokenhearted, or they will feel that you betrayed them, that's something you want to avoid at all costs. This is not correct, and it's not even right to do so, especially when they're a bit older.
Right.
Because As human beings, we are allowed, it's our right to have privacy even from parents. We don't necessarily have to share everything. It's for the parents to teach them from a young age how to deal with different things, so later on they don't have to spy over their own personal actions.
All right. Remind me of the story of Prophet Musa when they were all praying in a group to rain, and it was not raining, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Musa, there's one of the sinners in this group, and that sinner does the best of the things he could do. He repents, and it all starts raining. And then Prophet Musa wants to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was this person? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I didn't expose him when he was a sinner, so do you expect me now to expose his name? So even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes privacy in many matters. And you know what we call as human dignity or honor, it's very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah really respects it. So we as parents have also to take care of that. So we'll be discussing more on this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners. يا مقضي الخيرات يا
مقضي الخيرات. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad. And Brother Miqdad is telling us some very key points for parents, how they can control the devices of their children. Yes, Brother Miqdad, we have gone through certain points. He said we should delay as much as possible. We could replace smartphones with the old phones. We could teach them how to use phone with purpose. We should give them a sense of that you don't have the authority over this particular gadget. And then you said we should be having these parental control apps and also respecting their privacy.
So if you are going to monitor a child's phone and you feel that's important to monitor, then maybe have a conversation with your child and tell them that, look, I will have an app on my phone that will pass me on everything that you do on your phone, just as they're aware at least that, look, it's being monitored. And then you can tell them, look, I won't be looking at it unless it's necessary. And so you're also giving them the sense of privacy that, look, I won't be looking at it. But time to time, I want to make sure that you are, for example, not using it too much. See, it's not just about the content, but also about the time that kids are going to use over it. And so if it's done in a way that with a conversation and with them feeling respected friendly. In a friendly way, and they're realizing that this is done not out of not from a negative perspective, but is that to help her or him, right? If it's done and they feel like, look, my parents are helping me by monitoring my phone, and they feel a sense that, look, it's true, if my parents are monitoring my phone, then I'll be more careful in how I use it. Mm-hmm. I'll be more careful in what buttons I click and what sites I go on and what advertisement I check out. So if parents really have this conversation, show to the children, look, this is it's for your own betterment, for your own good, that it'll help you make sure that you don't do things that are not supposed to be done, especially because it's so attractive. Right. And that's a good thing in that sense. But as I mentioned, it should be done with trust, with respect for privacy. That's very important. If a child doesn't want to be monitored, doesn't want her phone or his phone to be monitored, then you can have other means in place to ensure that they have kind of a check over what's happening. So one of them is conversation, right? Time to time, have a conversation with them. How have you been using your phone? Have you come across things that you're not supposed to see? What do you do? Even try to teach them skills on how to deal with these situations, how not to be attracted. Teach them how to monitor themselves. Right. Give them ideas about how to install certain apps on their phone and how to kind of be in control over what's happening. So slowly, we need to encourage the child to be equipped with these things, because at the end, they're going to grow up and they're going to be having their own phone without a parent even knowing about it. So we should be careful that this amount of respect and conversation that happens between children and parents is very important. So whilst monitoring is very important, it has its place definitely, and I agree it should be something that can be encouraged, but the way that we go about it is also extremely important.
Right. Thank you so much, brother, for helping us with those beautiful points. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.